Torah is to show the whole road. It's like a directional, it's like a map. In Hebrew you would say Mora Derech. A guide is called a Mora Derech. Mora can be used to show how to go through a certain road or go down a certain path as a Mora. This is a guide. The Torah is a guide. It leads us down a certain path. And what is this path? To get close to Hashem. The whole purpose of learning the Torah is to get a path to get close to Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. We have a Yetzer Hara, and the cure for the Yetzer Hara is the Torah. Rosh Yetzer Hara, the Torah Talmud. And also, whenever you have a Yetzer Hara attack, every so often you get a Yetzer Hara attack, like a headache attack, so instead of taking an aspirin, you go to the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash will cure the attack, the Gemara says. One way or the other. Now, sometimes people learn a lot of Torah, but you don't see them being closer to Hashem because they never put that into their motivation or their goal. In other words, when I come in and I learn Torah, if my motivation, this is a chiddush I take, it's against the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, if I'm just sitting down to learn Torah with the Kavanah, I want to learn Torah, it's a mitzvah. That, he says, not going to work very much in terms of improving my character. If I just put another little element into my Kavanah, I say, I'm learning the Torah because this learning Torah is going to get me closer to Hashem. I put that into my mind every time I sit down. Then I find it to be a tremendous therapy. No matter what I'm doing, I can be learning about Hilcha Shabbos or whatever, Peshula, weddings. As long as I put that one thought into my head that I'm learning this in order to get closer to Hashem, I'll find that it will get me closer to Hashem. But if I don't put it into my head, it's going to be much, much tougher for this to work. Nefesh HaChaim disagrees with this. He says it's true you have to have Yirat Shemayim, but he says he doesn't think that that's what the basic Kavanah of Torah is. No, he's an independent. Nefesh HaChaim was a response to, I think, to what they wrote. He's an early, he's a Talmud, though. Same time as Nefesh HaChaim. So this is one of their disputes between the Hasidim and the Mishnagdim. Personally, I think that the Hasidim definitely got it right. That we do see that a lot of people have just learned Torah and it doesn't affect the Yirat Shemayim. And the only reason is because they don't think about it at all. If they would just think, this little point, because just put it into your head, I'm learning Torah to get closer to Hashem, it starts working. That's right, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas in the Chassidim and the Mishnagdim. Is it a means or is it the end into itself?
Wait a second, hold on. Wouldn't it be, otherwise phrase it could be that Torah scripts are a means to an end, not Torah is a means to an end.
Torah scripts?
Reading Torah is a means to an end. Studying Torah,
right.
Not Torah is a means to an end.
Oh,
Torah
study.
Is God
right.
Is
but studying the Torah
right.
Is a means for us to get close to God.
I'm
that's according to him. Okay, good.
But important to me.
Okay.
If I think maybe.
Okay, good. Okay, this is one point I wanted to bring up. Okay, then the other thing I wanted to say, what? Oh, it's all part of it. Now, the other thing I wanted to say was like this. He speaks here about Yiras Hashem. I think it's very important for us. Gemara says, Yiras Cheto Kodemet Chachmaso Chachmaso Mishkayemes. If a person has Yiras HaChet before he is even more primary than his learning, then his Torah will exist. Okay. It says very important that the Yiras HaShem, Yiras HaShem is, in terms of Talmud Torah, it's a necessary part of achieving in Torah. Yiras HaShem. This is a Yeshiv Chachma Yiras Hashem. The pasuk says the beginning of Chachma is Yiras Hashem. basically a tool, he says, to get to Torah. It's very interesting. It's a key. He says that's why the Gemara says that really you find Torah's been around a long time. But meanwhile, we don't find that the Gaon, with all their intellectual curiosity and scientific and also great achievements in intellectual, scientific world, for some reason they never made it in Torah. And they can't say they didn't try, because the Christians took the Torah away from us. They could have done whatever they wanted with it. They were students of the Tanayim, the Christians. They could have taken whatever they wanted to the Gaon, but it didn't... Even nowadays, you know, it's not amazing because we have so much Torah printed in English, on the radio, and tapes. And there are, I know myself, a couple of cases where art scroll, they say the art scroll Gemaras and Mishnayos, about 25% of their sales are to Gaon.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. 25% of their sales, because the Gaon, especially the... The Christians, the priests, they want to have access to the Talmud because their religion comes out of Judaism, so they want to have access, so they buy art scroll. It's a fact. Well, art scroll sells about 25% of the Sanach to Gaon.
Yeah, but then they can read Hebrew, right? They know.
Some of them can read Hebrew, but you don't have to know Hebrew to read art scroll. You can read the English. But meanwhile, I have yet to come across all these art scroll Gemaras being studied and in Southern Baptist Methodist University. I have yet to see a Tom Chacham come from there and tell us any Torah which is worthwhile. So the answer is, because even if they're mamish reading the same words, but since they don't have the Yiras Hashem, which the Jews have, the Torah doesn't go, and they can't understand the Torah the right way. But no, they don't have the right concept of God, so they can't have the right Yiras Hashemayim. So their Yiras Hashemayim is skewed, it's somehow twisted. So that's why the Torah they learn can't open up for them to give them the wisdom of being a Talmud Chacham. It could have been that they were, but he explains why they're not accomplishing. They're not accomplishing because they don't have the Yiras Hashemayim. The Jews have Yiras Hashemayim. The priest, no, because since he believes Osa Ish, it's a distortion of Yiras Hashemayim. Okay, that's another shot. It's good, good shot.
They lack your shame. They don't understand hooking. They only understand this part.
Okay. Whatever. But the Yiras, but he says that the key to it would be Yiras Shemayim. Yes. That's why you find many times, unfortunately, that the yeshiva boys are not accomplishing. They come in and they go out after 4 or 5 years, and
because of what?
Because they don't have, you know, they lack the two things I spoke about today. First of all, they lack the need of being mabatal themselves to the Bein. They think they come in, they think they know everything, and they leave the thing they know everything, and they come knowing nothing and leave knowing nothing. Whatever they think they know, but they know nothing. So they don't have to call up a big tool. They're not mabatal themselves, so they're obeying. So that's why they can't accomplish. And the other is they don't have the Yiras Hashemayim.
They don't have children to pass it from someone.
They don't have a father to...
No, they don't have children, actually.
The priest. Oh, the priest. You're not the priest. And it's true about yeshiva boys, the hassle sometimes, that if they don't have the Yiras Hashemayim, they don't have the big tool, the Torah doesn't come in. Because... Also, Geifer says in the Gemara that Torah only goes the Shval Ruach. Torah goes to someone who's humble, who knows that he has to learn, not that he knows everything right away.
Presumably,
the priest, all their actions are dedicated towards God. So, but his concept of God has also Ish in it. So it's a distorted concept.
still. He fears an ultimate power.
But don't forget, he may be very, he might be a very spiritual and a very noble and a good person, and he's going to get his Olam Haba, let's say, Chasidu Moshe Olam, he might be a tzaddik. But Torah is very, very special. Torah only goes not just to people who happen to be spiritual and religious, only someone who has Yiras Hashem, the way the Torah understands Yiras Hashem, which means to the beginning of the basic, the correct concept of Hashem. If someone has a distorted concept, he doesn't have the Yiras Hashem. But Chaim Driscoll once said about something similar to your question. Chaim Driscoll once said, he's talking about Jews who have a distorted concept of God or other things in the Torah. So Chaim Driscoll said, Nebuch and Apokoros, it's a Yiddish expression. Nebuch and Apokoros says, unfortunately, the person is a heretic. He says, I feel very bad. I'm crying for him. I wish that he would be considered a full-blast, regular, righteous Jew. But unfortunately, Nebuch, he's a heretic. He's an Apokoros. Not that he's guilty of it. Maybe he was raised this way. Maybe he doesn't know better. He never saw anything else. But he is a heretic. So a heretic can only go so far. Can only accomplish so much. The same thing with a priest. A priest could be a wonderful person, but he is, what you call, since his distorted view with Osa Ish, so unfortunately he can only accomplish so much. If you're going to go with Osa Ish, like I met this priest who became a Jew a few months ago. Very recently, just about 2 years ago. No, he happened to be a Seventh Day, no, he was a Seventh Day Adventist. Seventh-day Adventist, American. Right. Adventist. They keep Shabbos. They don't keep Sunday. They keep Saturday. And the more towards the original Bible, that in his church, where he was a priest, says all that their services are just to read the Bible. That's what their services. Like, we come in here, Lahapil, and you learn Torah. And Torah says, oh, that's Hashem. That was his basic, his form of his religion was just read the Bible. That's why he became Jewish. He said the Bible is, he says 70% of the Bible that they have is the Old Testament. The Old Testament is much bigger than the New One. He says the Bible is the Old Testament.
Why do they call it the father? Is there any other?
That's a takeoff on Judaism. Oh, I'll be referenced off to Russia, but Rebbe is a father. So the thing is, what he told us was, he says, you don't understand, because you don't come from where I come from. You think Judaism is this, is that, you know, the things which make you Jewish, that you get excited over your Judaism. Whatever, I don't know. You know, that's the few things that he thinks that Jews get excited over. He says, you don't understand. None of this means anything. The only thing is, there's one thing, and that's the Judaism that you have it, is the truth. That's the only thing. It has to be the truth. But there's nothing that you have. You're Chalim, so we Christians, we have strawberry shortcake. You have a Chassidish Rebbe who has a miracle, so we have a priest, a reverend, he also does miracles. So whatever you do, we have someone who does some of the same. So whatever you think is sending you for your Judaism, you go to Jerusalem, so we go to Rome. It's because it's really a parody of Judaism. They were Jewish originally, and they translated it just basically, a lot of basic things the same, and just with different forms. So he said, whatever you guys are doing, we basically do the same thing. Yeah, you have meditation, we have meditation. You study the Bible, we study the Bible. The only difference is one thing. You have the truth, and what we're doing is not true. Because Osiris was not the son of God. He wasn't the son of God, and he couldn't be the son of God. And God doesn't have a human form. So you're telling the truth, and we're living a lie. That's the only difference. But nothing else, he says. So, my point is like this. So after hearing Kim, it certified what Chaim Driscoll said. Unfortunately, a heretic. Unfortunately, they're very religious and very sincere, and they have a lot of religious and spiritual experiences and do many wonderful things, But unfortunately, it's not the truth. It's not the pure truth. In order to get Torah, it has to be the pure truth. It can't be a distorted truth. So to get Torah on the deeper level, to really understand it, it only goes to someone that has what, the pure Yiras effect. Yes? Who said that? The Christian told you Korean
one.
Okay,
it's
a distortion. I had a very nice babysitter for my kids. An old black lady, very religious old black lady, and she was great. So after a number of years, she passed away. And I decided to go to the funeral, because I really thought she did a wonderful job for my kids. The funeral was in the church. So I had to declare and declare, can I go? Not go. Anyway, I decided to go. So I think where they had it was not in the chapel. It wasn't where they had the cross, so it wasn't a side room or someplace else. I went to a funeral home. It was a private. Anyway, there was no crosses. There was no, whatever. I didn't look at the body. I wouldn't do that. But, so the priest got up and gave a speech. Gave a hesped for the hesteris. The speech was a word for word hesped that any nice rabbi could have given. I'm telling you, if I would have shut my eyes and just listened, it's a rabbi talking. He only quoted the psukim of the Tanakh, basically Old Testament. He didn't quote anything from the New Testament, but only Tanakh. Everything he was saying was that you live to serve God, you have to do good deeds, and if you do good deeds, you go to heaven, and if you do bad deeds, you go to hell. And this woman lived a wonderful life, and she did charity, and she was wonderful to people and wonderful to children. I said, I could have been in a shul listening to a rabbi giving a hesped to a regular Jewish person. So they are doing a lot of things which are very Jewish, and even saying a lot of Jewish concepts. But unfortunately, it's not the truth. Unfortunately. So therefore, they cannot be zocher to real Talmud Torah. They can get the outside of the Torah. They can be the date, but they'll never be the Talmud. They'll always get the outside. They'll never have the inside of Torah. The inside of Torah is only Yiras Shamayim. That's the point.
Right.
Yes. What are you saying? Okay. What do you say?
Not only,
can't get to the inside of Torah without
being a non-Jew.
Right, because he won't have the Yiras Hashem. You don't have it. You don't I don't know about the name Noach. A Ben Noach is a new phenomenon who keeps the seven mitzvot, but you should know that today the Ben Noach, more or less, are basically Judeo-Christians. I've had a little bit of exposure to them. No, they're not Jews for J, but they do want to keep J in the picture. Then, more or less, in other words, there might be some who went all the way, but I would say today, 75% of the B'nai Noach today, you go to the website, you'll see, and you see their emails, what they talk about, 75% of them still believe in J. They reduce him from being a son of God to being a prophet, and they'll say he was a prophet, and he taught a lot of good things, and they give him credit, so they still have him in the picture, and that, for me, is a very big weakness in this movement. And I dealt with the rabbi in Israel, who's their rabbi, who's their posek, Rabbi Schwartz. He happens to be a very interesting character, and big time chacham. And he told me that he was mafia for them. He says he can't get it out of them because they're really becoming the name Noah, he said, because of Christianity. You know, they're reading Christianity, and they're very sincere, and they see all the impossible things, that he's a son of God, and it's contradicting all the Old Testament. God can't have a form. Ten Commandments, don't make idols, don't make pictures, and here all of a sudden it is. So they can't put it together. But they believe that there is, so therefore they become the main off. But he says they're keeping the Oto, they want to keep on to Oto Ish, because they want to have that's their channel to their spiritual side. So he said he found somebody. He mentioned the name of the guy who it was, the Shalal, the Chida. He found a big posse who said that if a guy or even a Jew would say that he was a prophet, so he's not a heretic. You can say it, he's not a, so he made a mistake. So Lubavitch would say that the old Rebbe is Mashiach. Doesn't make you a heretic, so it's a mistake. You think he's a Mashiach, you think he's a prophet, so it's a mistake. That's, so let them have a mistake, he said. Yeah, according to that. So let them have the mistake. So basically, I tell you this, this Rabbi Schwartz's view is a very, very borderline view. Let's put it that way. I don't think that Rabbi Shechter, the postling there, would agree, or other postkin or postkin. He said it, and he's dealing with them. But I don't think it's acceptable today as a mainstream shot. So therefore, the B'nai Noach is a still shaky thing.
They call him a prophet. He was a prophet. So what do you think? He's a prophet. And he saw some interesting things.
No, that they don't say. No, they only set them as a poster. Okay, it's what he's saying, Schwartz. I mean, it's what Rabbi Schwartz is saying. I mean, okay, I the name of it. Yeah, yeah. But this is not all of them. This is most of them. Most of them still have a job. It's a Goyim. Who wants to be the name Noach? The name Noach means you keep seven mitzvot. You don't keep 613. You're not Jewish. You're a guy who follows the Torah on your level. The Torah has for the guy in seven mitzvot. They're not Torah Jewish. They're Torah B'nai Noach. Children of Noach. It's a movie. You can look it up on the internet. It's in America. That a lot of them come out of the Jews for J, but they want to move closer to the real Torah. Anyway, maybe one day it will become something. Maybe. I don't know. But whether they can learn, but with the Mora Nayim's Vod, that you need Yiras Chet, a pure Yiras Chet, in order to learn Torah properly, I don't know about these B'nai Noach. Goyim, I can say clearly, is a priest, they can have the Art Scroll from Heinz's Morgan. It's not going to help them. They're not going to become a Talmud Chacham. Because the Yiras Shemayim is missing. The B'nai Noach, maybe B'nai Noach have something going for them. Maybe they could become a Talmud Chacham. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Yes?
The fact that they can't learn because they don't have the Yiras Shem, is it a spiritual thing or is it a physical thing? Meaning, let's say somebody, if it's a physical thing, like let's say somebody's not religious their whole life, and then they start to become religious. Does that mean that they still have the potential to do it because they're still like down the Jewish, or is it because, you know, or is it like it's like a priest, this priest who just started learning, you know, the real, like real Torah. So is he able to do it or not able to do it?
We went about Tshuva?
Yeah, like meaning isn't that
someone on Zerach?
Meaning he's able to do it just because he is.
Oh, you have an interesting question. But there is another Gemara which says as follows, which is a paradox to what he's saying, and I must admit, at this point, I don't know the solution. Here he's quoting the Gemara which says, Kol Sheyiras Cheto, it's a Mishnah, that pick up us. Kol Sheyiras Cheto, Kodemet, L'Chochmaso, Chochmaso Miskayemet. If your Yiras Chet precedes the Chochma, your Chochma will exist. But there is, you're bringing up another Gemara which he doesn't discuss. It's a good question. The Gemara says someplace like this. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Halavai, Sha'osi Ya'azovu, Estarasi Yishmoru. It would be good if they wouldn't even follow me, God says. If they would just follow the Torah, it would be good. So that seems, because the light of Torah will bring them back. So that seems to say that you can learn Torah without the Yiras Shemayim, and the Torah will work. So I don't know how to resolve the paradox. So that's the key with Baal Yeshuva. You can sit down with a guy who's not religious, he's not keeping Shabbos, he just learns Torah with the thing. And it helps, it works. So there must be, unless you say Rabbi Wolfson's thought about the Rima, that dims like this. A guy he doesn't have that inside of the rimon. So either he gets it or he doesn't get it. Either he gets the Yerushimayim or not. But a Jew has that, he's a rimon. Even in the worst case, genetically inside he has that subconscious Yerushimayim which is inside. So that's why if you give him the Torah, the Yerushimayim will come out.
The only case, the shell part of Yerk is there, he has a new body, he's a new person, that's why he can have
that's not. A special Mishnah. Special, that's why that helps. That helps some grand too. I'm saying that the Jew has an advantage because he's a child of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. He has something inside which can flicker and come out, and that would be the Yerushimayim which will get into the Torah.